Okay. We had left off, if you recall, on Wednesday, which was our last shiur, discussing the issue of a ger with respect to Srara, based on the sugi here in Masechta Yevamos and Daf Mem Hayam at Beit. And some Maramakomas are still here, if those didn't get. We were discussing first the issue of a woman president, which, as it's, you know, lo and behold, I happen to have been at a Q&A together with Rav Shech, the Shalit, the Rabbi Neuberger, the Shalit, this Motzei Shabbos, there's a Yarchei Kalev, a yeshiva, and guess the first question they asked me. This, as it starts off, there are five candidates for president, four of them are women, and what do you do? Oh, imagine that. That's the question they asked, the first question they asked me. And the minute they asked the originary the question, the whole Olam says, ooh, you know, ooh. I tried to answer it as best as I could, but obviously it's a very touchy situation. But, Rav Osai, if you think that's touchy, what about a woman serving as a Rav, as a Rav or Rabbah, as some would call it, or others have different names? That's what we started talking about at the end of this year. On Wednesday, we didn't have a chance to finish. So B'siyata D'Shmayo, we'll try to finish this Indian now, and then turn our attention to the next sugya B'siyata D'Shmayo. Okay. So, we have a series of writings from last year by a very wonderful man in Eretz Yisrael named Rabbi Aryeh Frimer, who wrote in English. First, he wrote a piece about presidents, which we spoke about last time. Then he has a piece about ordination of women. Before you get to become a rabbi, you have to be ordained. And he quoted a shiur, which is printed in Shiuri Harav. We have it downstairs in the Beis Medrash, on Chul Yeredeya. A woman, according to our minig, is not appointed as a shochetet. And the Rav uses a phrase, it's a minui hakol. A minui hakol means it's a communal appointment. And he felt that a woman should not be qualified to serve as a communal appointment. And therefore, the conclusion is reached on page one. This piece over here is not that long in and of itself. There are some significant comments, but the piece itself is really less than three pages. Then there are sources, which is less than a page. So the argument is made that smicha is like Kabbalah, the shochet have Kabbalah, and therefore a woman, according to Rav Soloveitchik's piece of Torah, which is printed on page, the very beginning of the Sefer, on Yeredeya, would lead to a definitive title over here, the view of the Rav Soloveitchik on the ordination of women. He didn't say a word about the ordination of women. Since he said a word about Shechita, Minu Yakol, the presumption is that it would apply to ordination to Smicha as well. And then he throws in the idea of a woman can't even be a president. So l'chor it's a kavachomer, l'chor, every kavachomer can have its pirchus. L'chor it's a kavachomer, if the president is no good, kavachomer, rov. This is what is written over here in this piece. And once again, I'm going to read you the words of this piece. It doesn't matter what the title is. I'm just giving you a reading verbatim quotation. All right? It's a job description. Whether you have smicha or not, called marat, reverend, rosh kal, if you function or have the authority of discretionary power of the community rabbi, that is sarara, and such an appointment is also for women. Okay? This is what the Rav feels. Of course, now, by moving it up from Mini Hakol to Srara, you up the ante. why you up the ante? Because the Rav felt that Mini HaKol is something which a ger may have, but Svara, he may not. So if you say it's just what they call Mini HaKol, so then a woman will be disqualified from rabbinical positions, but a ger would not. Once you say it's Svara, so then you have the issue when it comes to a ger being serving a rav as well. Now, of course, this did not escape the attention. One may counter. How can you explain the fact that the rav permitted gerim to learn for smicha at Ritz? Gerim, gewalt. So we mentioned before, the rav said in that same shiur that a ger can have a mini hakol, but not srara. That's why a ger, we saw the gemara, of kuf beis and aleph, ger donas chaver v'dinim amanis. Why isn't that a mini hakol? It's okay. Okay, but srara is not okay. So you can make a ger into a shochet, as he puts it over here. A charismatic Rosh Yeshiva. Ooh. What's charismatic mean? I'm not trying to say how great he is. It means that whatever abilities he have come from his charisma, not from his authority. It's a term of art. Okay? That's what it means. Or Donas Chavero Din Torah, but not a community rabbi. Because he said that's considered to be Sirara. And the reason we give a smicha to a ger here in our yeshiva, not to serve as community rabbis, but rather to serve in some of the other capacities, which they call over here, minuye hakol, etc. Adkan, what it says. And then they throw in another source, fascinating source. They attribute it to Rav Lichtenstein Shalita, who brought the source to their attention. The Hamek Dover, and the Pasuk of Som tostim alecha melech mikerav achecha. So the Nitziv there comments that Hurdus was a ger, had a halachic status as a king. How can it be? So the Nitziv says, well, b'di'evet, not supposed to be made as a king. But if he's made a king, then he has the status of a king. And they write over here, I'm going to read to you what it says. The Tziv says, is Eino li'ikuva? What is Eino li'ikuva? Limitzav Ersha achan Eino li'ikuva, that if he was appointed as king, so his status as king works. But the appointment of women was barred even li'ikuva. So I look up the Tziv to see if it's there. I didn't find it. I did find, by implication, as the appointment of a non-Jew is li'ikuva. The contrast, mikarav achecha lo sucha lo seis alecha ish nachri ashalo achichu. So a nachri, that the implication is li'ikuva. I didn't see it in the Tziv that there's a distinction between a ger and a woman as far as li'ikuva is concerned. I just didn't see it, and frankly, I'm not sure why it should exist. If we assume according to the Rambam that he was the one who equated women with Gerim, that and equated other Minuyim with Malchus, presumably because, on a simple level, because he said, since when it comes to Ger and Mefurash Gemara, you can't be in charge of the water or charge of the weights and measures, and presumably a Ger and Ish is fundamentally the same thing. So too, Rabbi Osai, all the restrictions are would apply, and if a Ger is good, is not li'ikuva, why should a woman be li'ikuva? I don't exactly see where they got it from. A goy, that's li'ikuva. So I'm not exactly sure. You even granted this chiddush of the Nativ that they quote here, and that's quoted in this mimer. I'm not exactly sure why that proves what they're saying, that a woman is different. A goy is different. I'm not sure where they really got it from. Yeah.
Is there any difference between a ger and a ger katan in terms of the Torah? So no. You know, like a girl who's less than three who has a ger katan.
No.
Can't she marry a kohen? So like,
we pass in. No.
Okay.
But that's a mach. We'll get to that machlokas a little later on. That's a shaila din. All right. The truth is, the whole Rav's piece of Torah is a chiddush gadol. After all, why should it be that a woman is excluded from mini hakol if there's an equation between a woman and a ger? So yeah, Elamayel say we're going with the shita that there's no equation. In other words, not the Rambam shita. The Rambam seems to equate them. So you can say that we saw the Rav Moshe suggested that Tosus says that a ger has one again. That we have to distinguish between malchus and other positions with respect to a woman. So in a certain sense, it's indicating that a woman is more chamor. She's excluded from again fakert. That it's possible that a woman is only excluded from malchus and not from other positions. So that would mean that what? That a woman is, in effect, more kal than a ger. And here the Rav is saying the woman is more chama than a ger. So it's not completely clear where it comes from. Yes?
Maybe this is a woman. We learn it from a dayan, and a woman can't be a dayan. But a ger could.
Okay, very good. So a woman, you're saying, not only can a woman not be a dayan to judge men, she can't even be a dayan to judge women. Okay, if that's the case, that was exactly the point that Rabbi Grossnatz brought in Lev Aryeh. That don't tell me the fact that a woman can serve as a principal in a girls' school indicates that principalship, you know, is permissible, even though it's a sorority. That wouldn't work. Must be, it's not a straw in the first place. That would be fit with what you said. That would tie into that shuva. Okay, so that's certainly a possibility. Fine, Rabosa. So, he in fact paskins that a principalship is not considered to be a straw. It's not a mini hakol, and that's why a woman can serve in that capacity. He quotes the Lev Aryeh, and they asked him, wait a minute, but what happened in Maimonides, which is a school which the Rav founded in Boston. So someone, there are a whole bunch, I think 28 comments. I'm skipping the first half. I'm just starting 15. The response about the Boston, like this. This is by Rabbi Frim himself in response. One, three responses. Either he held that the decisions made by committee are not Tzorah, because it wasn't one-man show, one-person show. Two, or that they were best suited for that job because they had the Rav's ear, trust, and influence. We saw before, because no one else is qualified, it could be permissible. Three, better yet, that they were merely the Rav's representatives, and ultimately the Rav ran the school. So there's a whole back and forth whether it's true or not. And he says, no, the Rav was really ran the school. And he said he lived in Boston for 5 years. He knows exactly what's going on. And v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Okay, I'm not here to comment on this. I don't know exactly what's going on. But I do want to repeat what I spoke about last time. This is already footnote 26, which is about the end. There are only a total of 28. Where he says that the Rav has a position of Sarara in the shul because he makes all the decisions of a religious nature. Even though they're not of a necessarily monetary nature, so they're not considered to be dina nefashos. So therefore, we can make this a suggestion. But I want to point out to you, I think for only full disclosure, that there were those who tried to mitigate this with respect to a ger, of course, and although they were never in their wildest dream applied to a woman. Oh, but, you know, others can. So we have Rav Sternbuch. In Tshuvas Van Hogus, Chela Gimel, Simen Shin Hei. Ger im Epshalem Anoso L'Rav O L'Ram. Can a ger be a Rav or can it be a Ram, a Rosh Besifta? This is as follows. That's what Shemaya Vavtalion. Look, he says, they were the bells qualified. There was no one else like them, so he had no choice but to put them in that position. Being a Ram in the yeshiva, he says, Asrara is asr. Ram in the yeshiva is not Asrara. What's the proof? Lo morish lebonov. Ha! It's Asrara, I should go out, go on and be Arusha to your kids, like the Malchus based David. Where I went, it doesn't go be Arusha. It's not like a Melech, which is Kibud and Morish and Osa. Yes, it's true, there were those who make no such distinction. But that may be a Rosh Hashiva. Oh, that's already a Sarara, perhaps. But a Magid Shir to teach Talmidim, there's nothing to talk about. I have to tell you that it's a Tshuva of Moshe, but I have it on my desk, I did not bring it in. Because when I looked it up, it's Yoredeya Chelek Dalet Simen Chavov, as an introduction to the Tshuva. Look back what we wrote on page 3. So on page 3 it says that Rav Moshe never wrote this Tshuva. That's what it says, I mean, plain Hebrew. It was dictated to somebody else. So once I saw that, I said, I can't put full faith in this tshuva. Not only that, they did it retrospectively. They gave tshuvas, even in the previous sefer, which was written in Rav Moshe's lifetime, some of them were not written by Rav Moshe. There's a whole list of them. I never was fully aware of this. So, you can look it up. Yerodeh Chelik Dalet, that's the posthumous one, not the one that just came out now, but came out X number of years ago. Simen Chavav, which is not written by Rav Moshe himself, he wants to suggest even a Rosh Hashiva is not Rosh Hashanah. He can tell Talmidim to come and tell Talmidim to go. Well, that just means that he's, it's not the same as a Mashkiach Kashrus. Oh, Mashkiach Kashrus. That you're working against we saw it last, that Shiva, you're working against the employer, you can tell him you can't use this, it's not kosher enough, da-da-da-da, that's authority. But throwing a boy out of the yeshiva, that's not authority. Don't fully understand what it should be so, but again, I was going to spend more time on it until I saw that it's not written by Rav Moshe, so it can't be medayik in the Lashonis. But if you want to look it up, you can see it's Chelek Dalet Simen Chavov in Yerodeya, which again is a posthumous volume, and this particular tshuva, among a few others, was not written by Rav Moshe himself. What about being a Rav? Go back to Rav Sternberg. You know, a Rav today is a Kein Tzrara, shouldn't have a ger. Something is even, there's even Yerusha. Some poskim say that a Rav's son has an opportunity to take over his position if he's qualified. So you should. So what do? Make somebody else the Rav. He gets the covet of the Rav. He's officially the Rav. Da 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 da. Aye, but he doesn't know too much. And the Ger knows so much more. Okay. He'll poskim the Shilas. We'll call him a Motz. You know what a Motz is? Moritz Tzedek, that's the word they use in Eretz Yisrael, he's a motz. Moritz Tzedek. He even called him a skan, an assistant. This is permissible. It's permissible. And it would be a great thing for a ger to do. That's what he says. And we have to be careful with other things, because it's a little bit agarat at the end. Not right now. So that's what he says. So, Memela, he, Rabbi Sternbuch, is Eda Charetz. Then a woman can serve the same capacity. I say, what are you, out of your mind? I never said that. I'm talking about a ger. But of course, in principle, the two are somewhat equivalent, as we've seen. But this is pointed out by this new piece, my last piece for today on this topic, written by Rabbis Broid and Brody. These names sound very similar. Rabbi Broid we've had before. Rabbi Brody lives in the old city of Jerusalem. I think he's involved in Yeshivat HaKotel. Is that correct? If I'm not mistaken. Very nice piece. The piece I have... It goes from page 25 all the way to 58. That's a lot of pages. I'm not going to read you the entire piece, but I'll read you a few highlights here in the middle of it. Just a few highlights. He quotes the idea that the rabbi the office is not inherited. He's appointed, he's by a democracy, etc., etc. So maybe you can argue it's not considered to be a position of Sarar. Not everyone agrees, as Rav Sternbuch himself said. So they go on to say over here as follows. Okay. What about Gerim? Gerim? Right. Very few, if any, yeshivas exclude male Gerim from receiving smicha and functioning as rabbis. What do you mean? Rav Sternbuch said you can't serve as a rabbi. Okay, he gives an example. He says as follows. This is footnote 22 on page 37. In the course of writing this essay, we spoke with a senior administrator at a universally respected yeshiva that regularly issues Rosh Yod Smicha. Told us his yeshiva planned to issue this distinction smicha to a student who was a ger, as a sign of his accomplishment in learning, even as he would be instructed that he could not serve as a dayan. He would, however, be allowed to serve in the shul rabbinate, a position which the yeshiva deemed not as srara but as avdus. What? Because of the nature of the communal service and its pressures. To me, it's a chiddush nifla. We spoke about it last week. So that every srara is an avdus. Every srara is an avdus. I don't understand this. What he said. He could have a historical precedent. A rav served as a ger, as Rosera of Rome. He was a rabbi in Amsterdam in the 18th and early 19th centuries. Gives you a whole source to see all about him. All right, I don't know. I guess every case is different. We spoke about presidents. Some presidents are figureheads. Maybe some rabbis are figureheads. But if the rabbi is doing a good job, it seems to me that he has a situation of sror. So they write over here as follows. I'm reading you the words in the same footnote. Contemporary shul rabbis in modern America do not possess coercive powers over their congregants, who can easily leave the institution. That's true. But cannot be easily barred from membership, at least by the rabbi alone, and whose behavior cannot be easily regulated. Now, I agree you can't regulate his behavior, that's for sure not, because we have no coercive powers. But that he can be barred as a member, I think as a rabbi I can stop someone. I think, in my shul, if I say he's not a member, he's not a member. Finished? We have a membership list in our shul. And I tell the people, when I came to my shul, I told him that my position is to decide all halachic shailos, and decide what is a halachic shailos. I think I told you that before, with the bingo question. Yeah. I decide on the membership list too. How so? Someone wants to be listed as a member by two names. There's, Mr. Cohen and Mrs. Levy. I don't know, Ms. Levy, I don't know how they let it. I said, no, absolutely not. In my shul membership list, a couple, a married couple, there's one name, that's the husband's name, that's the family name. Now, if the wife wants to have her name appear, I have no objection to that. So it's Chaim and Sarah Levy Cohen. So in the first name of the woman, it says Sarah Levy. Okay, I think it's two names if you ask me, but I'm willing to compromise. I'm reasonable. It's open orthodoxy. You want to have your maiden name there, it's fine. Where I come from, this one family has one name. That's my position. You can agree with me, you can disagree with me, but I'm the rough. And my position is, so far, I'm still holding on to my job. I made this as a public statement. Going back into the 90s, instead of a Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, somebody walked out of me in protest. It's fine. But meanwhile, my Sroah still remains. It's now, I don't know, 15 years later. So far, the position still stands. So what do you mean? I'm not barring the membership, but I'm barring from membership someone who wants to appear in that fashion. It's barred. Can't be a member like that. At a worst case, just come to this now. Crazy as it sounds, there's a guy wanted to be a member, and they wanted to list this man and this lady. I said, I don't think they're married. So I checked that. They're not married. I said, they're not married. They're both out. No one's, they're not listed at all. I don't want them to be listed. Finished. What do you mean? Where's it? That's it. It's finished. That's out. Because there is this issue of a membership. I think the Rav has certain powers even to this day who can be a member. He's right. It's true that you don't want to just disenfranchise someone easily, right? Can't be easily barred from membership. I said, I don't like the guy. He yelled at me. So he should be barred from membership. I would never do that. I might lose a lot of members. I don't know if I would want to do such a thing. But if I wanted to do it, I don't know if I had the power to do it. I don't know. Okay. Why is there a lack of srara? Their partial subservience to the whims of the synagogue board. Wow. Rabbis do not feel sufficiently empowered or protected to perform their duties with dignity and integrity. Shem Yirachem. I feel empowered. I hope I do it with dignity and integrity. I guess maybe there are some rabbis who are only figureheads. Maybe. But that seems to, I would hope that's a minority. Okay? And they bring in a raya that this lack of straw is harmful and malicious. There's a RCA convention 2010 as a resolution to assist pulpit rabbis in difficult employment situations. They want to fire the rabbi. What kind of straw they want to fire you? So I say, as long as you're not fired, you're still there. True, the rabbi can be fired, certainly in American law. In halacha, it's not so simple. Again, it's not simple in either direction. But Kolzman is a rav. I think he is more or less in charge. So I don't see what they're driving at. So again, there was a lengthy footnote over here, which I think is worthy of your perusal, but I don't think that it carries the day. They quote footnote 23, the next footnote about Rav Sternberg's tshuva, about the Mor Tzedek, and Rav Moshe's tshuva, which again is not by Rav Moshe. This is the next footnote, 24, but again, it's not Rav Moshe, we can't really rely on it completely. I do feel that, just to end with this, that their footnote 31 has merit. Footnote 31 is upset at Rabbi Frimer for quoting the Rav's shir that was given in Yeridea as a halachic source to bar women from the rabbi. This, by the way, is also part of some of the comments in the other piece that I quote here. So the Rav never said it, you know, shouldn't put words into his mouth. And he responds, what do you mean? He put the words into his own mouth. I'm just applying them to our situation. Maybe he wouldn't have said it in this. If you want to read these comments, you can do that. But look at over here. Footnote 31. The Rav is speaking in an Iyun context. He wasn't speaking in Halacha L'maisa. Wasn't giving a psak. Okay? And as he said, what he mentioned before, what I said myself, the Rav's Vart remains counterintuitive, however. So many Rishonim, like the Sefer HaChinuch, exclusion of Ger from position of Strora is more definitive than it is for women. As we said before, this is going the opposite direction. Okay. It gives it, of course, a different source that the Rav says somewhere or other. And then he quotes the Nefesh HaRav. The Rav is quoted as telling an embattled shul rabbi that he is not entitled to a position if the community does not want his services. That may be true, but so what? As long as he's in his position, right now, he has a sroah. Maybe he has no right to hold on to the sroah. But I'm not exactly sure what they're saying in that context. The Kitz and Nimritz, they're... other poskim would disagree with the Rav, etc., etc. The Rav wasn't passing that way. V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Adkan, this discussion. Okay? So we spent a little time finishing up. We're now ready to open the Gemaras and start the new topic. Okay, Rabosai, any questions before we go to the next topic? Okay. Baruch Hashem, we spent a significant amount of time on this. Let us move on. Open to the Gemara, please. Yevamos, daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, please. Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Mem Beis Amud Aleph. In discussing Geirus, so we spoke about Sroah at the end. Now this is a clearly related topic called Havchana. Havchana, as you saw immediately from the Maamar Kamos, is not limited to Geirim, but I'm really want to discuss one particular case which is not found in the Gemara about Geirim directly. But in order to do that, we have to see Havchana in its more general context. And again, if those who didn't have Maamar Kamos yet, you'll see here, I believe that I'll be adding certain additional Maamar Kamos in this topic and the next topic, because we did this in a hurry to get it out in time for the pre-Thanksgiving rush, so that I inadvertently left out significant Maamar Kamos in both this topic and the next one. But for the moment, this will quite suffice. Okay, so there's a Mishnah, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. What does the Mishnah say, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph? You have to wait 3 months after the passing of the brother before Chalitza V'Yibum. It's not our union right now. V'chein kol shar nashim lo yis arsu v'lo yinasu ad shiyu len shlosha chadoshim. You have to wait 3 months from the first marriage to the second marriage. Okay? Doesn't matter if it's a basula, a ba'ula, a grusha, an almana, nesua, arusa. Wait a minute. The basula? She's not having a child. That's a different religion. If she's a basula, she's not having any children. So what kind of afchana? Why is distinguishing the first husband and the second? She couldn't have possibly have a child from the first husband. What's going on over here? What's happening? It's very strange. As a matter of fact, Abuda says, Hanesuas is arsuva arusos yinasu. And Rashi explains, the tamah mishum lahavchin ben zera rishon zera sheniyu, shol teile tzavik ben testa rishon tzavik ben yuzayin lachrum, uv eris in lekel amei marachi. Eris, she's not living with her husband, she's living in her father's house. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara is going to take up here on daf mem beis. Okay? This is the context. Mem beis. Moses v'chein shah kol anoshim, the sixth line. Bishlam yivah makid amor. El shah kol anoshim amai. Omer av nachon amas shmuel. Mishun da omak ro. Lios l'chol elokim ulazaracho acharecho. Lahavchid. Hence the term afkhana. Bein zara shal rishon lazara shal shen. They're quoting a pasuk. You quote psukim, it sounds like it's a din daraisa. Quoting a pasuk, although it's true the pasuk before Matan Torah. It's only part of a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Avraham Avinu. Nonetheless, quoting a pasuk from Chumash, sounds like it may have the force, perhaps, of a daraisa. Perhaps, potentially. Masiv Rava, the ficha ger v'giyoris tzrich in the hand and give a chadoshim, hocha ma'al ha'af chenika. We know the father, we know the mother. No. Hachinamikal hafchin ben zera shenizra bikdusha. Le zera shlo nizra bikdusha. You want to know, is this Ger and Gioris who converted together, is this child conceived as a non-Jew or conceived as a Jew? Okay? Very, very important. Very important. We have to know. Fine. Says the Gemara, Rava Omar. Gzeira shema yisos acholso me avi v'yabem eshes achiv me imo v'yotzi es imo l'shuk v'yiputter as imo v'yimto l'shuk. Rashi Rav Omar shema yisos acholso me avi v'mnises tok shlosha v'yolda v'hu ben tes l'rishon v'nolad v'beis l'shul sheni v'sover shu b'no v'yisos es bas balo harishon sheyesh l'misha acheres. It's going to be a disaster. We're not going to know who the real father is. It's going to lead to additional disasters. 1, 2, 3, 4. So many disasters can come out if we're not sure of the proper of the paternity. We don't know who the father is. That's what it says. Okay? That's the classical afchana. We want to know who the father is. Such an important thing. That's what Rava says. So again, Shmuel couches it in somehow in more semi-metaphysical terms. We have to know, somehow for the Baruch Hashem wants to know, to be Mashri as Shechina somehow. Rashi says, Lazarach acharecha, shein yashchina shora, elal avadoyim shezav yuchas achrof. Okay, it's more almost metaphysical. But according to Rava, he's practical. Don't we metaphysics? Practicalities, it could end up with four different disasters that he ticks off over here. Okay, but they both agree that Havchana is a requirement. Clearly, according to Rabbis of the Rabbanon, Gzeira uses the word Gzeira. We're afraid that something may happen. According to Shmuel, it's potentially a Daraisa, so the Shechina should be Shora be Yisrael. Okay, that's what the Gemara suggests. Fine. Any questions so far? So this is the Din of Havchana. Havchana is the din mafurish in the Gemara. Let's take a look and see how the Gemara goes on to quote a second case, which is very, very important as well. Okay. Gemara wants to know as follows. What happens if we know she's Mu'beris? We know for a fact that she's pregnant. So we know she's pregnant, so we should say she's allowed to get married. If she's pregnant, obviously, from the first husband. Let her now marry a second husband. We learn differently. Allah Matanya, the last five narrow lines. Lo yis adam uberes chaveru, menekas chaveru, vim nasa yotzi, lo yachzir olamis. should marry a woman who is pregnant from somebody else or who's nursing the baby of somebody else. And if you marry her, you have to divorce her. And you can never remarry her. Why? Gzeira Shema Teyosu Upra Sandal. Remember that? Back on that few days it was about the contraception sugya. So Gemara is the obvious question. Yochi di day nami. How can a husband live with his wife? Either my daughter, b'moch, b'moch. Neshirami rachmu. Neshirami rachmu. Here too. Moch, moch. Shirami rachmu. What's the difference if she's living with her own husband or living with somebody else? Says the Holy Gemara, the last two lines enough, men bezem and aleph. Ele mishem dochsa. Rashi. Shememacho b'shaz tashmish. Dochsa loshem lachat. Shalokso kadam lekamon. You put your foot down in order for then your vama can more easily remove the shoe when it's tight to the floor, etc. Frek the heliga gemara. Yochi di day nami. So the husband himself can chalila crush the child. No. Di day chayes ilave. What does that mean? That the husband, the father, will have rachmanis on his own kid. Frag the Gemara, come on. Hochanami chayes ilave. Rashi. Shein odem miskavir larog na nefesh. All right, it's not my kid, it's my wife's kid. I want to kill him? Come on. Elo, stamu beres lemenika kaima. When? Kishetele minikoso. Of course, you have a baby, you nurse the baby. That was considered standard procedure in those days, and even today it's quite common. And therefore, so what are you worried about? Dilmam I abra umecher chalba v'katlele. Whoa. What are you afraid about? Rashi liachale dosa umecher ale chalba v'katlo lebra barov. She's going to kill a kid. Not kill him with a bare hand. The kid will die of starvation. Because in those days, if you didn't have the mother's milk, you can die of starvation. Frek de gemara yachid di dey nami. So how can a woman who is nursing within 2 years live with her husband? She'll become pregnant again and kill a child of starvation. No. The day, if it's his child, mimas misalei bebeitzim v'cholov. The father will make sure that this child is given, he'll get him eggs and he'll get him milk so he won't starve to death. Frek the Gemara. The don ami mimas misalei bebeitzim v'cholov. What do you mean? So let's say it's hers from a different husband, a different man. So why won't this husband of hers, a new husband, take care of this child as well? Says the Gemara, lo yohav la, it's a tricky over here. Lo yohav la baal, shem d'lab b'reil, no, it's not his son. It's hard to believe. V'litfine li yorshim, shel baal rishim, the first husband died. We'll go to his yarshim because his estate is responsible for the upkeep of this of the child of the deceased father. Amar Abaye, Isha bo shalavu lebezdin v'horeges espina. Rashi, Isha bo shalavu lebezdin l'tvo yarshim b'shul bina v'horeges espina al karcha meis bina barok. Can you imagine this? Out of shame, you won't go to bezdin. Your child will starve to. Stopped at that. It's hard to imagine this kind of shame, but that's what it says here in the Gemara. Okay, that's what it says in the Gemara. So now I'll use the words a few times. I've used the word horeges, don't take it literally. Katla, don't take it literally. The child will unfortunately die of starvation. Good. And with me so far, we'll see how these two sugars are connected to each other in more ways than one. Again, we call the first case Havchana, and the second case we call Muberes Chavero Umenekas Chavero. Fine. Achas besulos v'achas bulos. Want to know why? Why should this be so? Mar says, no, it is so. In V'atanya, skipping a few lines. V'atanya benichusa. Harei shayse redufa lelech lebeisa via Rashi. Regila v'gam samach lemisasa onda lebeisa via zman meruba. Maybe they had a spat, and she was spent the last 3 months in her father's house. Been known to happen, Rabbi Isai. Oh, she'ala kas beis baila. Rashi, for lo shimsha, she's in her husband's house, but she's t- testifies, he should be given proof. There was no relations for 3 months. Oshaya Bala Chobesh Bebesa Asurin. He's in jail and didn't get out. It's not Agag, right? There was no relations between husband and wife. Oshaya Bala Zokin Ochole. Was unable to have a child. Oshaya Sahi Chola. She was sick. Oshi Pila Chamisas Bala. Whoa. She miscarried after the husband's death. There's no way she can be carrying a child. Oh, she was barren, or zakeno, too old, or ptano, too young, or islandess, or an islandess. Oh, she ain't a real lady for whatever reason. 6 or 7 good reasons, but she's no way she's pregnant. Nonetheless, Srichala Hampton, Gimel Chadoshin, Divra Meir. What do we call this in our language? Avchana, but what kind of Avchana? What do we call this? Low plug. No distinctions, right? Low plug. Chazal say, I don't care if she can have a child. It's irrelevant. No matter what, you always require havchana. Rashi, the gazru shen ruya, the ruya, the lo pluk hachamim. Some disagree. Mar says, no, we pass can kulam. Srichas lahamten shlosha chadashim. No matter what, you have to wait. Finished. A low plug. So Rav Osi comes out that Avchana is required from all couples, even though we know 100% there's no pregnancy, or 100% there is a pregnancy, the case we had before with the Gemara, she's pregnant. Either way, you have to have Avchana. So whenever a woman goes from marriage A to marriage B, no matter what, there has to be Avchana, even if she's a Besula, she's an Arusa, it doesn't matter. Lo plug Chachamim. Fine. That's the Gemara. Good. How long must you wait? That's the Gemara. On that Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. 3 months. Aside from the day of the death. And aside from there. So it's 92 days. We call it 3 months. What do we mean 92 days? Because we assume that 3 months are 3 full months. 3 30-day months. We just finished the month of Cheshvan. The last day of Cheshvan was on Shabbos. What day of Cheshvan was Shabbos? Who knows? Which day of Cheshvan was Shabbos? What day? 29, correct? There were only 29 days in Cheshvan. So why should three months require 90 days? Some say it should only require 89 days, right? Some might even say only a majority of the other months. No, we pass on 3 full months. But some say 3 full months means 90 days, not 89 days. Then they add a day or two here at the beginning and at the end. It ends up being really 92. That's what it says in the Gemara, Rav Osi. Again, doesn't seem to be fairish in the Gemara that 90 is opposed to 89. But we assume that. And we also throw in, as the Gemara does, the day before and the day after. That's as far as Havchana is concerned. What about Menekes and Muberes Chaveiro? Says the Gemara as follows. No, the idea of Chutz and Chutz, that's for Menekes Itma. You have to wait 24 months. Chutz, Miyom Shinolibo, for Chutz, Miyom Shinis Arsibo. Okay, this is what you have to have. If the Hilchos Sagmar Paskin, Strichol Ahamten Chof, Dal Chodesh, Chutz, Miyom Shinolibo, for Chutz, Yom Shnei Sarsibo, Shvichal Abdel Chimel Chadoshim, Chutz, Yom Shnei Meispo, for Chutz, Yom Shnei Sarsibo. End of the sugya, Rabbos. Any questions so far? Just push up shot in the words. Okay. We went through the words. Push up shot in the words. Fine.
I have a question about
it. Yes.
I believe Rabbi said that a lady's breast will dry up.
I'm not discussing that. We're not up today.
Huh?
I have never discussed that. Let's. I never said that. Please don't put words to my mouth.
Wasn't
I
about the baby?
I didn't say that. Oh, no. I said that the milk supply may come to an end. I didn't use the word that you used. We have to be careful about choice of words. Let us go and see what the poskim say to the in addressing the issue that we started with. This havchana, the d'oraisa of the rabbanon. So this is discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Yud Gimel. Sif Aleph, that's where the din is found, Rabbosai. the Havchin 90 days, Ben Zara Shurishan, the Zara Shel Achron. The Beit Shmuel says, the Shmuel is derived from a Pasuk, Lios Tuchol Alekim Lazaracho Acharecha. And Rava says, Xera, you married the wrong woman, you're not going to raise your sister. Venera, Tehilchos Akarava. Gam Yesh Lomar, Tafil Lishmuel, Leka Isidor Aiso, Vilimud Zerak Asmachto. Okay, Rabbi Osai, with me? He's saying he's not sure. According to Rava, it's clear that they're Rabbanan. According to Shmuel, perhaps it's an Asmachta, and everyone agrees. Even if you'll say it's an Asmachta, it's a very early din de Rabbanan. Not all the Rabbanans are created equal. This Rabbanan goes back a long time to the time of the Nevi'im. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Rus. You may remember the Pesukim in Rus? That there was the Rus waited from the Tchila Ktsir Saorim until the Ktsir Chitim. Remember that? Pesukim before Rosh Megillas Rus. The Medrash had that 3 months. Because before Boaz could marry Rus after she had lost her first husband, he had to wait 3 months. You see, even if it's a Derabbanan, it's not some recent development. It went back to the times of Rus. Rus was living such a long time ago. We know she's the great grandmother of David HaMelech. Going back a very long time, historically, according to Chazal in the Medrash Rabbah in Rus. Fine. These days, gentlemen, 3 months, we just spoke about the question of whether the 3 months are 89 days, because it's at the most that 3 months could be in a calendar, because it's Mole Chosa Mole, or should it be 90 days? This is a dispute, Rav Osai, in the Yerushalmi. We paskin, it's 90 days. It says Tishim Yom, Mefurisha Mechaber, 90 days, not 89. But 90. And what's the source? The Shulta Giborim. Take a look if you have a Shulta Giborim. I think I put it on the Maram Makomas. Is there a Shulta on the Maram Makomas? Maybe not. I apologize. It's one of the left out sources. Well, let's take a look since the Beis Shmuel quotes it. Open up just to see it inside, okay? It says it's page Yud Dalid Oz Dalid in the originals. We'll see what that translates in ours. Just to see inside. Open to the riff. There we are. Okay. It's in our print, it's page Lamed Tes. Oz Bays. Near the Chodesh, we Lamed Yom. Okay? You need 90 days. In Eze, that Filu Chodesh Chaser, Avi Chodesh Yazer, Washington be 90 days. No, you need 3 times 90. And it's true, end of Sifkot Beis, in our print page, Lama Tess, full 30-day months to the 90 days, and catch this now. Hey, le'inyan chavdalet chodesh tohasam. Whoa, that's a much bigger chidush. He's suggesting over here that the 24 months must also be 30-day months. That's going to knock you out of whack. Because you're going to, you know, we usually associate it with 2 years. And it's not going to be 2 years, it's because it's going to be 12 days later, right? Because if the months usually alternate. So if you have 2 years and you're going to count every month to be 30 days, you're adding 6 days per year and adding approximately 12 days. It's a Chiddush Nifla, which is found over here in the Shulta Giborim, in our print, Lamed Tes, Oz Beis, towards the end. And the old print is that you dial it, okay? That's a very big Chiddush. We shall see whether it's true or not. Not so clear. So now, Rabbi, before we go further into the Rishonim, I ask you to see one more Gemara on the Maram Makomas, which relates directly to this sugya. This goes back to a Mishnah back in the third parak. Yes, until we've been in the fourth parak, but the third parak we haven't really touched much much yet this year. Let's just touch it now. There's a Mishnah, a very, very sad case. A Mishnah, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. Terrible, terrible thing happened. Shnayim shekitchen shnei noshim b'mishas k'nisas l'chupa hichlifu azesh lezeh bezeh lezeh. Whoa! Chayim shemesh ish. Terrible. I mean, it's hard to imagine this thing happened, but it happened. It happened. Then it says, u'mafrishin oson shlosha chadoshim shememu boros hein. A terrible tragedy occurred. And they mixed up the wedding night and they got all goofed up. They have to wait 3 months. Because in case the child is pregnant from that other man, that would be a terrible thing. So you have to separate. Rashi, shalolags al lebalei and shemem uboros hein ubneim amzerim, right? Because she was married to Reuven and lived with Shimon, and vice versa. Ubeina and havchana ben zera kosher lezera posel shal yitlo uber mebalei. Shouldn't take that. That's coming from the wrong source. They're underage to conceive a baby. No need to wait 3 months. Why not, Rabosai? For a simple reason. Lo plug only applies to a marriage. If you're married to Reuben, they want to marry Shimon, even though it's only Arusa and Basula, whatever you want to call it. It's a marriage. A marriage requires avchana below plug from the first marriage to the second marriage. This is not a marriage. She was married to Reuven by mistake. She lived with Shimon. That's not a marriage. It's not a marriage. If she's really pregnant, possibly pregnant, you have to have avchana. If she's a ketana, not pregnant, there's no low plug in this kind of a situation. And Rabosai, we're not going into the full sugya of Gemara. The Gemara over here discusses later on the Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Please take a look, if you will, towards the bottom. Amar Shmuel v'chulon tzrichos lahamten shlosha chadoshim. You have to wait 3 months. Rashi anoshim shenivalu tzrichos lahamten milinosi shlosha chadoshim achat biyosim chutz mi. Who's that? Except to whom? Chutz mi giyores u'mishuchreres ketanam. Avoktana bas Yisrael, Sricha lahamtin gimel chadoshim. That's what Shmuel says at first. Later on, in Aflam and Heyam and Aleph, says no. Avoktana bas Yisrael, Eino Sricha lahamtin gimel chadoshim. The opposite. What happened to the low plug? What happened to the low plug? Mar says, well, talk about znus, znus b'ktana lo shchiach. Okay, so it's not shchiach. This is not shchiach, Rabosai. There's no low plug. There's no low plug. Don't say about a woman who's a mezana, meshamesh is memoch, she shouldn't be misaber. So the Gemara says, Bishlam a giyores, came with the dat olig yurei. This is men, lamad hamad alf, goes about. She plans to convert. She'll watch herself. They hear something. Okay. Other cases, we don't understand how it happened, etc., etc., etc. Well, the whole discussion of the mezanas is this mishapach yofa yofa. She shouldn't become pregnant. Some should use moch. The whole arichas dvarim. Just giving you some highlights of the sugya over here on the flamed gimel dalet and hey. Okay. This is. Have both said with me so far? Very important. Very important. Now, halacha lemaisa, we're going to start again following the Marmakomas with the Rosh, Pere Gimel Simen Yud. Everyone please turn to the Rosh, Pere Gimel Simen Yud. Here we are. Going on our sugya. I'm not going to read the entire rush over here. Perek Gimel Simen Yud. But some of the highlights. He quotes the riff. And everything's Aramaic and the rush is quoting the riff verbatim. goes to question is Isha Mazana Misapeches, it's not considered to be Znus, Huchlefu, back and forth. And we all know, he quotes Agama Mem Aleph, Kol Anoshim Trichos Lahamtin, where the small shin is, Afopisha and Rius Lele, Hanach Minasuos Iri. When a woman is a Nesua, it's a low plug. All Nesuas have to have Havchon of 3 months, no matter what. There's a low plug when it comes again to Nesuas. Okay. So, the Raza Levi is the Balamor, says, well, why are we mafkir? We pass like a Mimeir and Ksubas Tav Samach. The Akoros, Kena, Vashenu, Ril, Eilat, Shrikach, Zahamtin. We have to be Machmir. We're Machmir like a Meir, Begzerosov. And if we're not going to follow Rabbi Yossi either. Okay? That's it. We're Machmir. A low plug. Okay. That's what it says. In this kind of a particular case. Gozar, Begdoli, Israelis. Then he more says, Znus, Otu, Nisuin. Just as ain't a real slayer or the real slayer, uviktana, but it's more tough. Uviktana, lo shchiach baznus, lo gazuba, ki hechid lo gazvina bechiluf, our Mishnah, the lo shchiach. Can be mian tana lo gaza, lo shach mian begdola. Okay, so the gzera is not in all cases. It's very important, Rabbos. Very important. Avol the suin, if they're married, afilu ger the last three lines. Afilu ger v'giyores tzrichos lahamtin k'detanya l'kamodaf membeis. We saw the Gemara. You have to wait 90 days in that case as well. Atkan, Rabbi also the Rosh here in Perek Gimel Siman Yud, who quotes the Balamor. The Rif seems to be Mekil, passing like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, we pass the no, osim mishum lo plug. That's it. Everything is us. Everything is us. Okay. Question becomes, didn't we learn the Gemara just before that a ger, a giyor is going to be careful before her conversion not to become pregnant because she wants to, you know, make a separation? Take a look over here in Tosfos. Lamed hey, chutz, the top Tosfos. Please turn. The top toaster of both sides, Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. See what it says? Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Hodatanya Bacholetz. The Ficha Ger Vigioris Trichum Lahamtan Shlosh Chadoshim Krab Yuda Asya. The Chai Shalon is Hapra Yafa Yafa. It's a Machlokus Atanon. Inami. I feel the Krab Yossi. Vachikama. The Ficha Ger Vigioris Trichum Lahamtan. In your dua shanivala, Felonis Hapcha. She didn't try to avoid the pregnancy. Oromari, the Yesh Lechalek, lo mintra nafshaklal, kshemiskayeres imbalo. Kemet shakolazera may also ish. Ven choshesh lahavchen ben zera shanizel the imbalo, zer bikdusha, lishlo nizra bikdusha. That's already a nuance for both sides. A nuanced lady knows she has to watch out to know whether the pregnancy occurs when she's Jewish or before she's Jewish. But in a less than nuanced way, what do you mean? It's me, it's my husband. What's the difference if the conception transpired before I went to mikveh, after I went to mikveh? It's the same father, the same mother. What's the difference? So says Tosfos, a very, very important Tosfos. Okay. So now we're going to come to the most serious child of all in Hilchos Geirus. Remember, we've been learning Hilchos Geirus, remember, let's not forget that. That's where we're coming from, this Geirus. What'll happen, Rabbi Osai, when you have a Gioris who is much too old to have a child? Is there a low plug, yes or no? So there's a famous suffix here in the Sefer Chelkas Mechokek. The Chelkas Mechokek is the number one parish in Evan Ezer. He occupies the, we call it the pole position. He's right on the inside, like Rashi, right? What does he say over here? It says in Shulchan Aruch, you can probably find this in your Ein Mishpat HaMoleh, But it just says, a Gioris who's married to a husband, Begiyusan, and they convert, have to wait 90 days. 90 days. That's where they want to marry somebody else. What if they want to marry each other? Also, 90 days. Kedusha, not Kedusha. Two cases in the Mechaber. A non-Jewish woman who's married to a non-Jewish man. You have to wait 90 days whether she wants to marry her former husband that lived together with Goyim, or whether she wants to marry someone else. 90 days. Says the Chelkos Mechokek. Lo bier im heim ktanos os kenos. I gaz rinon kemo gabe Yisrael olo. When it comes to a woman who's married Jewish, and now she wants to marry somebody else, we require 90 days, if you know for a fact she's not pregnant, she can't be, she's too old, she's too young, whatever happened, impossible, we require the 90 days anyway. Does that apply to a woman who was married in her non-Jewish state? That's the suffix of the Chelkos Mechokek, which is famously unresolved. Unresolved. Okay? Unresolved. Okay, wouldn't be the first or last unresolved suffix in one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. Unresolved. Says the Dogel Meravava, that's found here on the side or the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. Look what he says. Every word counts. He says as follows. The Gemara says, we saw it, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, a ger v'giyoresh in his gairu, 90 days. Says the Dogel Meravava, im is kena ein tzarech hafrasha. He won't take a stand. We don't find a low plug when it comes to gerim. V'yav she'achelkos mechokek v'sif katan dalin mistapik v'zeh. Who am I to resolve something which the Gedolim before me couldn't resolve? Says Dagon Ravina. That's Hainu bin the sky right he Venisis Achakach Liacher. She'll marry somebody else. Uvazen Yeshlomar Shadino Kamobi Yisrael. The same way as Yisrael's married to Reuven. Rachel's married to Reuven. I wants to marry Shimon, has to wait 3 months. So too, Chris, he's married to Chris, and now wants to marry Shimon, has to wait 3 months as well. That's what the Chelkos Mechokek considers. Avol ben Hizgayru Shneim, Chrissy and Chris both convert. They want to be married Jewishly. V'nisharim yachad, d'lo mashkachas kayotze b'zeh b'Yisrael. There's no comparable case of a Jewish person. Hey, Trichem Afrasha, if we know for a fact that she's not pregnant, there's no low plug. Okay, so he thinks the Chelkos Mechokek has a suffix, Rabbi Osai. The Chelkos Mechokek's case is what kind of situation? Again, Chrissy's married to Chris, and now Chrissy converts and she wants to marry Reuven. That's a Shiloh. Oh, we have a Reuven in the room. Is there a Shimon in the room? No. Shimon, we'll switch. She wants to marry Shimon. So Shimon, the question is, if we're not sure if she's pregnant from Chris, of course you have to wait 3 months. We know, we did a pregnancy test, she's not pregnant from Chris. They're both 90 or they're both 10, whatever it is. There's no pregnancy over here. So in this kind of a case, the Chelkos Mechokek is Mesupik. Maybe it's a low plug because Chrissy was married to Chris, now she wants to marry Shimon. But if Chris was married to Chris and she wants to, they're both converted, and she wants to marry Chris, there's no comparable case when it comes to Israel. Can't be. It's the same person. It's not Shaykh. So therefore, the Chelkos Mechokek Ksavik would not apply, and therefore there's no need to wait 90 days this kind of a case. Ad Khan, the Dogel Meravav. Any questions so far? We're gradually getting to the place where I want to get. Let's go through the case one by one. Yes, sir.
Why do we say, why do we not say low plug?
The only time low plug applies is in the case of marriage. The Chelkos Mechokek is unsure, what if it's a goyish marriage? Is a goyish marriage considered a marriage for this purpose or not? That's what the Chelkos Mechokek he seems to be unsure about. I repeat, is a goyish marriage included or a goyish marriage not included? I mean, we're liberals. We recognize marriage in the non-Jewish community as well. We may not recognize gay marriage. Yeah, okay. You're not as liberal as some people, our people would like us to be. But we do recognize non-Jewish marriage, absolutely. Absolutely. We think it's a wonderful thing, non-Jewish marriage. We love that the rest of the world should be civilized and live proper lives, moral, ethical lives, upstanding lives. We want it. We want it for the better, for the tikkun olam. So now Rabbi says, let's go slow. Fine. As a matter of fact, in a case in which we know that she... how do we have to know? On what basis do we know? We mean, how do we know that she's not pregnant? If she is pregnant, we know she's pregnant. Big, big belly. How do we know she's not pregnant? It's before they had pregnancy tests. How'd they know? The answer is they didn't know. The Torah care, a girl is 10 years old or under, or let's say 60 years old and over, just to give the full range of fertility, right? 10 to 60, and I think that's a pretty generous description of the fertility range. Doctor? Maskin? Okay? So under 10 or over 60, you know, nothing's happening. Okay, fine. Is there any other possible indication, even for a woman who is within a full, she's 20 years old, perfectly 30, 100% fertility, but they didn't have tests, and they didn't have the blood test, they didn't have it. But, I'm not giving you a lot of biology over here, generally speaking, at least in today's world, if a woman becomes pregnant, her cycle stops. Normally a woman sees blood every month approximately. When she becomes pregnant, for 9 months she doesn't see that. Perhaps the mere fact she has a regular period should in and of itself be proof that she's not pregnant. I've dealt with many cases, and she's not pregnant. She just had a period this week. Is that proof? So is the tshuva of Rav Moshe about this very point. Rav Moshe's tshuva is an Eben Ezer, Chelek Beis, Simen Hei. The sky over Ishtar. Man, Chris and Chrissy converted. I wait 3 months. So Chrissy says, what kind of 3 months? I just had my period. Says Rav Moshe, in the olden days, in time of Chazal, the impressions conveyed until 3 months passed. She didn't stop bleeding yet. Okay? And maybe it was at least a miut ha-motsui a while ago. That still existed, that had this phenomenon. Abba bismanenu, af achas me elef, lo nimtse shetire dam kemosha shofas be'ez haveses. Even one in 1,000 will have a full period while pregnant. Is that correct, that statement? One in 1,000? Can anyone go online and find out if it's true?
What's the question about 1,000
women? Who are pregnant have a full period. Rav Moshe says not even 1 in 1,000 will have, she's a little blood here, but a full period, the same as she had before. Less than 1 in 1,000. Some will see, they see a spot, they see this, they see that. So b'zmanenu, who v'adai boru l'horo adam b'shefa k'mo shadarko b'shas vesto, she'eina mu'beres. She's not pregnant, except what? As a low plug, comes the double mirror above and says, if a ger and a gyaris both convert, there's no low plug, and therefore, if she had a full period, there's no need to wait at all. That's it. At kan, tshuvas from Moshe. Okay? At kan v'rav HaKadosh. Many disagree with him and say, no! It's not sufficient. But they should agree, Rabbi Osai. If you do a blood test, a pregnancy blood test, which this is definitive, yes or no, that should suffice. But they didn't have these tests in the time of the Chazal. Nowadays, we have these tests. Right? Just to give you an idea of who are these Rav Moshe, back to our trusty Sefer here, the Mishnah Sager. Still here, Rav Osai, still using it. Those want to look it up, there's a whole chapter on this very Nakuda. He quotes Rav Moshe. You want to look it up in the Sefer on page Kuf Lamed Zayin. He quotes Rav Moshe, Igris Moshe, this tshuva, right? And then those who argue with Rav Moshe, you shouldn't say Nishtanu Atvoyim, nature of women changed. Who does he quote? Mitzpah Aryeh, not sure who that is. And he quotes his father, the Mishnah Halachas, that's the father of this Rabbi Klein or Mishnah Sager, who both argue Rav Moshe on this Nakud. But now we come finally to the point that I want to discuss. I've never myself presided over Ger and Gioris who converted together. Never had the case. This case, unfortunately, is all too common. All too common. What happens in the following situation? Gioris Muberis, who wants to get married after she converted. Alright? Has to wait 24 months. But if she's marrying her husband, quote unquote, okay, where they actually were married, she doesn't have to wait 24 months because even though, technically speaking, they're not related, Racham of Olav, Uvada Yidag Lechol Tzorachav. Lechol Tzorachav. Fine. Now we come to what I'd like to talk about. Oh. Nochris Shahoysa, and I'm using the words with pain. Nochris Shahoysa Nesua Li Yisrael. What pains me about that? That's an oxymoron. What do you mean a Nochris Shahoysa Nesua Li Yisrael? As far as Sprachidos, what kind of language is this? A Goyish woman can be halachically married to a Jewish man? No way! He used the word Nesua colloquially. I use the words Nus. Being so crass. I'm trying to help him out by being crass. You'll see soon. No, he says the word Nesua v'nisgaira, who ritzono linose lo ata. She wants to marry him now as a Jewish woman. Sricha afila hamtel gimuchot sheafchana. She has to wait 3 months. I think that's a double poshut. Of course, you have to wait 3 months based on our Gemara. You want to know, Zerash is a big dusha, Zerash alone is a big dusha, 100%. But I want to know in this case, is there a low plug or not? This is my bottom line case. Here, I've dealt with this case too many times. Do you require, is there a low plug in a situation in which she converts, she is, quote, married to Shimon, and now she was Chrissy, now she's becoming Sarah, and does she have to wait 3 months? If we know for a fact she's not pregnant, she did a pregnancy test. What's the din? The Shevet HaLevi has a tshuva about this. He quotes it over here. The Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Ches, Rabbi Vozner Shlita from B'nei Barak, he suggests there is no low plug. Why? She was never married. She's never married. There's no need to wait. Oh. That's what I think. Even the Shevet HaLevi is not completely clear, but he seems to say that as a bottom line, no need to wait. Then, Rabbi Yashiv Shlita is quoted as saying, no, you have to wait anyway. Oh. It's on page Kuf Lamed Ches. Nizgaira ubo atal inosil also hisha zinsa imo begiyusa. Ah, now we're talking. Shezinsa imo begiyusa. right? A better word. Yesh listapek haim tzrichim gimel chodshe avchana. For sure you require avchana. Question is only, would we apply the principle of lo pluk? I think for sure you would have to have avchana, but the question is, would you apply the lo pluk in this case or not? This is what I want to discuss. So, again, the Shevet Alevi is Mekel, and Rabbi Yoshev is quoted as being Machmer. Now, this is found, if you want to see the an original source in print, in the Otzer HaPoskim, which I brought in today. We'll see soon that I don't think Rabbi Yoshev is actually addressing this case directly. In Otzer HaPoskim, those who want to look it up later on, it's in Simen Yud Gimel, that's our Simen, Sif Katan Chaf Dalet, where he writes as follows. It's on page Samach Tes in this print. Yisrael Hadorim Anochris. He used the word, he lives with her. I like that word. You don't have to call it Tznus, you don't have to call it Kudjo, right? He lives with her. That's what we call today. He lives with her. Unesuolo b'chok arkos. Okay, they're civilly married. Can't object to that. I mean, I object to it, but I can't object to that description. It's an apt description. They were civilly married. V'yol debein. She had a kid. V'techef nizgayru hi yubanah. So he quotes us Shuvah's Beis Avraham. Ein tzrichim lahamtin yimei avchana. Ein listapek shemi muberes. And there's no low plug. So that's what Beis Avraham and the Sefer Yiso Ish. Not necessary. But the Sefer Evan Yikara says Yisrael shenasa nachris. Again, Nasa, I don't like the word. Vinizgaira Mu'uberes, and now she's converting in pregnancy. We know exactly the details of what's happening. She became pregnant before she became Jewish. Srich Olaham to Gimel Chadashim. Why? Why? Because the Dova Merovava was only Megil in the case of a Zekena, right? When? Nizgairu Shneim. Here, only she was this guy. He was Jewish from the beginning. And the reasons of the rush that are quoted in the Chelkas Mechokek apply in this case. What? What did he say? Read what he said, and you'll see what he means. Here in Simon Yud Gimel, the Chelkas Mechokek, he quotes the following case. Listen to the case. A woman became pregnant from Reuven. Everyone agrees it's from Reuven, for sure. Now she gets married to Shimon. Was she allowed to get married to Shimon? Yes or no? No, was she allowed? No, Reuven was not her husband. Was she allowed to get married to Shimon? No. Uberes Chavera. Niskachalo. Vigirsha. Oh, they made a whole, you want to cry? Can't do that. Okay, so gave her a divorce. Now she wants to marry Reuven, her erstwhile boyfriend. She wants him to become her husband. Tishim yo. Why? Lo chilku chachamim b'avchana. No chiluk. Why? Because she was married. Kiddushin. She had kiddushin to Shimon. You have to wait 90 days. Is that it? Gam ein yodua l'rabim shenis abra meruven. Now no one's going to know about this. They'll think it was Shimon, because she was in Skachalo. So the Evan Yekorah says these two reasons apply in this case as well. I say no. They do not apply in this case as well. Because in this case over here, Niskacha l'Shimon. It was a regular Jewish marriage to Shimon. In our case, no, he wasn't. He couldn't be married. He was Jewish and she was Goyish. I mean, married, that's no marriage. What's the second reason? It's not Yedua l'Rabim, Shinis Abra Meruven. What about over here? I mean, what was Yedua, not Yedua? What does that mean? Ein Yedua Nis Abra Mimenu. I mean, you have to publicize the blood test, put it on the internet, on Facebook, on Twitter. What do they want? I think there it's different, because I don't consider this to be exactly the same as that case. That case was a case where there was a marriage, and he threw in for effect. Not was there a marriage, but not even realized that she was pregnant from Reuven before the marriage even happened. Maybe had it not been that way, would be room to be made because the pregnancy preceded the marriage, as opposed to the normal case. Again from Reuven. But in any event, I don't consider this to be a proper precedent. So I thought there's room to be made on the child. That's what I thought. Now, there's a tshuva of Rav Eliyashiv on the topic. Rav Eliyashiv wrote his tshuva in response to the sefer called the Dvar Halacha. The Dvar Halacha Rabosai is a beautiful sefer written by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's brother-in-law, Rabbi Horowitz from Bnei Brak. And Rabbi Yoshua goes back and forth with him about certain cases. I do not believe that tshuva itself relates directly to our situation. I don't think so. I looked at it pretty carefully. The Chelkas Mechokek is referring to a case where they were married in a non-Jewish marriage, which we recognize. So much so, gentlemen, who knows what the din is, Rabbi Osai, in Dinei B'nei Noach. Let's assume we'd be empowered to apply the death penalty to Jews, to Goyim. Just imagine for a second. In the following case, okay? You have Chrissy is married to Chris. And now she's caught that she lived with John. What is the punishment? Who knows what the punishment is? What's the punishment? Misa. Eishes ish. Darius. V'dovak b'yishto v'lo b'yishas chavero. Before she gemara in Sanhedrin and before she ramah in the ninth parak in Hilchos Malachim. That marriage is a legitimate halachic marriage with implications. I have the following shiloh. You tell me the answer. But you have to say when you're crying. Without tears, you can't give me the answer to this question. Chrissy is not married to Chris. Chrissy is so-called married to Shimon. And now she lives with John. What's it in? What do you think, guy? Chrissy is so-called married to Shimon, and we catch her in so-called adultery with John. What do you say?
When it comes to halachic marriages between Jews, so most Yisrael Arayos aren't even Tofei Salach. But this isn't... There's no Tfisas Kiddush here anyways in a non-Jewish marriage. So the question is, do we give it a...
No, but a non-Jewish marriage has halachic status. V'hi b'ul azbal. The Gemara says the Mesech Sanhedrin, based upon what we read a couple of weeks ago, he bulas bal, yesh lehem, and Erison they don't have. They just had put a ring on a finger and they never lived together. That marriage is not recognized by the halacha. But they live together, it is recognized. That's if he's Chrissy and she's Chris. Got that backwards. She's Chrissy and he's Chris. Yeah, that we recognize. Okay? But what if she's Chrissy and he's Shimon? What's your instinct on that? I haven't found that anywhere in any svara. What do you think? Nah, I'm with you. How can John Michai have Misa? He's living with this girl who's being Messiah with Shimon. We don't call that a marriage. We fight tooth and nail to stop that. That's, we don't recognize that's an intermarriage. I think, and I haven't looked it up. If you have some sources somewhere and find out what the din is, obviously it's not halacha l'maisa. We're not in charge, we don't give out the death penalty. But I'd like to know, is that an adulterous relationship if Chrissy is living with Shimon, not with Chris, and now John, or for all I know, Levi, I don't think that makes any difference, decides that he likes Chrissy and wants to live with her. My first response is that that's not considered to be a marriage, and there would be no chi of Misa as per Perek Tes and Lichos Malach. That's what I think. And as a result, I thought that they're not married. They're not married. There's no law plug. Problem is that the Sefer Dvar Halacha quotes a Ra'anach. I have the children, I'm from Bar Ilan. Ra'anach, Rabbi Leo Ben Chaim. Don't we have a Rebbe in that in our yeshiva? That's Mamash's name. Rabbi Leo, Ra'anach, Rabbi Leo. Elio Chaim, Ben, you know, they have the Nun, as a Sephardic thing. So I have 3.5 pages of this tshuva, which is Simon Tzadi Beis. Maisaya Beish Echad Shekona Shifcha Goyok Tana, 4 or 5 years old. And she raised her and she was keeping Das Yehudis for everything. He Seali Ish Ivri, Bekidesh also Kaminik. There was no gerus. She went to the mikveh in Olam Beina. Shalom Midas Bala. Made a chuppah with the husband. They made Berachas Eres and Nisuin. Bole Abal. They want to know. What's the din? There's a lengthy tshuva. And he says, Isha Zos is Goya Gemura. It's an absolute Goya. And nonetheless, cites the Dvar Halacha. That's the first line of this 3.5 pages. What's the last line? The last line is, listen carefully, you need now a new gerus. But ain lo lovo alea achiyavu gimel chadoshim delahavchin ben zera nisu v'kdusha v'zera shalom v'kdusha v'afilu lo bo alea kodem gerus ela b'yerishona. Oh, afilu lo bo oleh klal tzricho lahamtin ta'alocha k'rab meir because they were also of the Gaza bein arusus bein nesuus before shikvar mesechti yavamis. So if you read the first one and the last line, you're in trouble. It sounds like that the Ranach is against what I just said. And the Dvar Halacha, in fact, asked the question, why is the Ranach saying what he's saying? It's against what we just said now. That's not a marriage. Those one up with the Dvar Halacha. It's in the library. It's Simen Tes Zayin. In the Sefer, it's a Sefer on Yichud, and he has a whole simen about this. Is everyone with me so far? You understand my question? It's a very strong question. So we're going to stop here. Tomorrow I'm going to try to give you an answer to my question. And we'll continue in other areas of Havchana, and especially Muberes Chavero and Minekas Chavero, B'siyata Dishmaya.